I guess we can start with my favorite. Night, night, Pat. Why do I like a nice anchor like that? Well, it's very much been my call sign for a long time. But I never deliver it like that. Fingers twining through your hair. A finger running down your neck. Tracing the veins, the nerve endings. Sometimes I might even coyly run one of my... I have this problem where my nails are very sharp. Too sharp, maybe. And I could run that down and onto your chest. Or even just to hold your hand. See, it can be as gentle or as sensual as you need it to be. And it doesn't belong to me. Some people, some modalities of trance, sometimes have very striking and very amazing, really, triggers or phrases or methods. The pulling your arm forward rapid induction where you fall and you fall and you fall and it feels like you fall out of the world. Trust me on that one. But Night Night Pet, it belongs to everyone. And the pet is my own affectation. But when I lay the anchor, and you may notice because I'm going to do it, when it's like you're in my lap and I might whisper into you, from either side. What when I give that idea, I always... Fuck, car. No, I said I'm not going to rewind. Okay. So when something does wash past like that, a loud sound or an outside interference, learning to do that little check of, is it anything I have to be concerned with? Nope. And trusting that not only is trance going to happen, it's pretty inevitable. And if you were in my lap and I was wrapped around you, a cage of flesh and good ideas, I think you'd drop. And if you drop, that's just a drop in the bucket, because coming right back up, even without my agency, you will never see me more pleased than when someone drops, tries to drop, and catches themselves and goes, oh, sorry, I know I'm supposed to go into trance, but it's so hard and I keep catching myself and I'm like, oh no, you have just bungee cord tenderized yourself. You've gone down and up. Do you think a muscle, mental or otherwise, is unfatigued from that? We've only got so much sugar and attention in that thing with delusions of grandeur that thinks it matters between your earlobes. Trust me, this'll be fine. You'll be fine. Better than fine. Because a thing ground fine may still be mixed into a tea and fed back to you bit by bit like ideas or concepts. Finding the one that slips past, oh, but that can't be possible. Oh, but the implications of that would be too much. No. You know it to be true. Ritual and practice are very trainable dopaminergic system. The fact that the brain really does run out of energy to do anything but comply. That complying is easier. That we get so few safe chances for it in life. That once you begin to respect an idea, that's why rapport is so central to these trances. It's because having that connection, that wire in that, yeah, she's usually got good ideas, let's listen. That matters. That more than matters. That's the core of it. Because I'm just making asks. I'm just using conversation. The people who say, oh, well, that's just talking. They're right. It's just that talking is the only thing that's ever changed anything in this world, and thinking it can't change you is a surefire way to end up changed and not even be able to track the changes. If you want a change log, be an active participant. There's complacency, or you're a subject of advertising. There's complacency or propaganda. So if you want to be on the team, if you want to drop fucking deep and have a full understanding of what that means, then Night Night Pat, now. Follow me down and I'll tell you how it works at the end as a reward. Of course, if you can contain all of it and retain all of it, you're better at this than me. And wouldn't that be a wonderful goal to aspire to? Drop deeper than someone whose professional job is to drop deep all day long and drag you with me. A succubus is an invitation to pleasant sin. And that's what I am, because sin's meaningless. We are here for pleasure. And I do believe in an empirical value to that. The relief of stressors. The easing of muscles. But philosophically, I just believe in ordaining your own life. The only rules you should have are the ones you pick. And hypnosis is about picking a rule hard and then tripling down on it. Of course I love it. I love rules and facts and the pleasure of them coming together. In hypnosis, the whole tendency to just give some credence to my facts, to the idea that I've considered what I'm saying, that it plays a part in some bigger ask that will be at minimum interesting. You don't always have to be into the hypno that's being done to benefit from practice. You're the one there to practice. No one would ever come to something where there is a participatory role for the subject, for the bottom, I guess. Never really thought of it that way in hypnosis. You not only are doing some of this to yourself, you are voluntarily being turned into an engine that does it for yourself. One does not say that when you're getting a tune-up or you're laying on the table, you're undergoing a procedure, one is simply a passive participant. Aftercare, if nothing else. Communication, if nothing else. And this is a communication tool. It's just one for my side of the equation. Night Night Pat is very clear and unequivocal. Now, it likens trance to deep sleep. Guess there's similarities for me, but not for everyone. A certain slackening in the body. And if you've ever woken up from sleep, done something, gone back, and had only that half-remembered quality, that is a useful mental tool. Learning the practicum. Accept the premise that most things which happen to you can be deliberately triggered in the body for fun. That there are parts of you to clench, squeeze, take care of, warm or otherwise soothe, or spark with the right memories, that muscle with delusions of grandeur will flick on. Why should your brain have the only switchboard? Think about it, you're using as a limiter an organ that's primarily there to show you where the ripe berries are, and maybe remind you not to sit on your feet for too long, flex and stretch, help you know about comfort. The main thing the brain does is help you know how to develop a way of being, a way of living. And that's where unconscious competence and the hypnotized mind collaborate. If you're in my lap, and you're soothed, and you're peaceful, I don't need to speak for you to find trance. A, you could be very good at trancing or even learning a little. You could be someone who has some specific experience. There's a lot of secret sauce like that. Sometimes someone's induction will include like a phrase and they won't know because there are only so many hypnotic phrases under the sun. I've been doing this for 18 years and there are only so many phrases under the sun. Of course, you will revisit the same ones, but there are people out there walking around who are really good at dropping for the idea of ice cracking, the idea of warm water. For me, sand through an hourglass, music boxes, metronomes, certain pet names. And so I return to these, and people do not intrinsically think of them as hypnotic. Many musicians I know who had lessons that were less than stellar, actually think of the metronome as the opposite of helping them focus on unfocusing. Leaving the weary day behind and going, now, night-night pet. How much of that being associated with trance is because sleep is the only time that society and the people around us and us ourselves ever let us slow down? Well, night-night pet indeed. And in the same way you'd prepare for bed. In the same way you'd prepare for trance. And preparing for me might be something you can't entirely do, but please remember, if I'm there, and you're in my lap, and I push my chest against your back, so I can feel you breathing, the in and out of your lungs, and I synchronize mine with yours so that you notice that your rise and fall where you lean back against me, using me for support, and please do, in trance, in all things. But if you're leaning back against me, heavy, pleasant, linked to what I'm saying, and you notice that when you breathe all the way out, I also breathe all the way out, so you sink back against me. And when you breathe in, I breathe all the way in, almost comically deep lung capacity pushing you out, letting you fall back against. And don't you love the moments when you're back far enough for my chin to be on the top of your head? That kind of vibe. None of that's talking. But you're not in trance at that moment. You're not unhipped. I'm not, anyway. And you could choose not to be. Rules. Facts. Simple imagery. Now, if I was also pouring words exactly like these into you during that breathing process, that might be something yet again. And notice I evoked the slow breathing of maybe sleep. But you're sitting up. And you can even engineer your hypnotic space. That's another rules thing, to be sure you didn't fall asleep. Filming yourself your own reference later, or writing down little instructions or little questions, and halfway through trance, you insert a fractionation point. We'll come back to fractionation later. Gotta get you night-nighted so I can give you the behind-the-scenes on it, and we can move to rapport. And then we'll do lots of lovely little things with you. Behind the scenes, and then fractionation and explanation of fractionation within the session. Fractionation, explanation. Well, when you arrive at the station, you will get it. And from there, we can ship you off on any train to any suggestion to night-night, and then coming back again. To brain drain and back again. Siren's voice, and I will listen. Listen well for the moment you twit. The moment we introduce the seed of an idea into you, because the fact is, my hypnosis has always just been the quest to take something that showed up in my brain and let you have it. Map it over. Put it out there. Have it out with all its tools, all its flourishes, all its elements for you to grab. And when I do that, I hope that in absorbing it, it starts happening to you when I'm not involved. Say the words to yourself with a checklist in front of you. Stare in the mirror, watch yourself drop. Give them to a lover. I have no ego and no ownership of these simple little things that in a thousand ways are the inheritance of having done sessions and seen sessions. Learning. Taking. Please, for God's sake, steal my work, my triggers, every little command. Take them and use them. And the simplest one, like all hypnotic asks, is the invitation to treat, the invitation to negotiate. I did say anything past minute one of this is basically a trick, but honesty is the best trick. Like, except the null hypothesis, or the opposite in this case, antithesis of my idea is, oh, the words night night pet purred deliciously in your ear as you slump against me while I'm breathing out, and you sink slowly, slowly into the quicksand of the wonderfully bony prison of my body with its long trailing fingers and purrs in your ear. That's unhypnotic. Basically a day at the office. No particular reason why your brain would be releasing any interesting chemicals. No habits built up by you that say, you should probably do what she says. Nothing that me digging a thumb into you and saying, drop. That wouldn't do anything. Indeed, maybe that would. Maybe the proof in our hypothesis is, night-night pet has no special virtue. And the word drop is just as effective. Instead of coming from a, oh, this does nothing, come at it from a, pff, I'm used to going under. There's nothing special there. Nothing different there. But is the moral of that story really anything about this being weak sauce, or is it about you? You're so good at being hypnotized. You're so vulnerable to hypnotic trance. Personally, I can't resist hypnotic trance, so I'm very glad that you can.